And like, I got lied to, I think, about the Jets pick. And that's okay. I'm here for it.
You got lied to?
I think so.
I did see you did a little switch.
Oh, no, Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had double back.
And by the way, like, the draft's not here. We'll see what happens. But I get the strong sense that the Jets worth getting that out there. I always get nervous about, because I was the only one saying Arbel Reese, so, and then a couple other people a little bit, but I always get nervous when everyone all of a sudden on a Monday after a weekend are saying the same thing. So the Jeremiah Love thing, I worry about that at number three.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music City Audible, a Tennessee Titans podcast live. I'm your host, Justin Graver, full-time NFL podcast producer for Odyssey. And joining me, as always, the Yada Yada King. Is that enough moxie for you, Justin? The managing editor of TitanSize.com and the publisher of NFL Draft on SI, Justin Mello. Justin, one more day. How you doing today?
I can tell that Graver's excited about Jeremiah Love becoming a Titan in about, what, 30 hours from now? Because look at that moxie that he delivered the Yada Yada King with. Graver's excited. He's getting ready to order that jersey. It won't have to be custom. They'll be selling Jeremiah Love Titans jerseys at some point very, very soon. I'm doing well. Excited that the draft's finally here. Excited that one of our favorite annual episodes, we don't have a lot of annual episodes. We tend to switch it up pretty frequently. But our favorite annual episode, the dueling mock drafts, we're going to bust out some swords, do it Game of Thrones style. The dueling mock draft, that is today. I'm pumped for it.
Absolutely. I love this episode too, Justin. My favorite part is sort of like we loosely compete to see who can predict the most correct Titans selections. Now, obviously, it's a tough game once you get past the first 10 picks, even let alone like day three stuff, but it's always fun. I like to sort of look for names when we get into that fourth round and on that I know the Titans have shown interest in, whether through a top 30 visit or a Zoom meeting or some other kind of touch point, most of which get reported by you. So that's cool, and it's great synergy for our show. Before we dive into this mock draft, though, today, Justin, I want to do a quick recap of where things stand with the latest reporting surrounding the number four pick and the number three pick, too, because a lot has come out every day this week. Monday was the massive news dump. Yesterday, not so much. Not a bunch of new information leaking anywhere. But this morning, we have some stuff again. So Adam Schefter on Get Up this morning reiterated that he thinks if the Cardinals cannot make a trade happen out of that number three pick, that Jeremiah Love would be the pick. Now, I did find it pretty interesting because Schefter didn't say if they can't trade out, Love would be the pick or will be or they will take or anything definitive or certain. The way he worded it was if they can't trade out of the pick, Jeremiah Love would be a very logical choice because everybody says he's the best player in the draft. I found that a little interesting. More on that in a second. Schefter also talked about what happens at four. If Love is there, he said he would be the pick for the Titans. He didn't go with the Sonny Styles thing or the Peter Schrager from Monday Night thing. Like, he said if Love is there, he will be the pick. So interesting stuff happening on ESPN. Get Up. We had three final mock drafts released this morning. Peter Schrager, Lance Zierlein, Todd McShay. They all mocked Sonny Styles to the Titans at pick four.
Wow.
Two of those Love off the board. One of those Love on the board going fifth to the Giants. So I just can't see that scenario where Love is on the board and the Titans don't take him unless Reese or Bailey is also on the board and that's why the Titans don't take Love. Dan Graziano posted his column of rumors and reports and things he's hearing this morning. And he wrote that for the Titans, it's either trade down, edge, or wide receiver. Not Jeremiah Love, not Sonny Styles. He mentioned by name Carnell Tate and Jordan Tyson. And then the thing tying all of these reports together is the clip we opened the show with. Todd McShay basically admitting that whenever everyone is saying the same thing on a Monday morning, which is what has happened with Jeremiah Love to the Cardinals and Titans loving Sonny Styles, he gets concerned that that's BS, that that's smokescreen. He admits off the bat that the Jets lied to him, and he thinks that the Jets have lied to him about where they're going with the second pick. How can we trust any of this information? Here's where I stand, Justin, and how I read all this. It's the same that it was this time last week. It's Reese or Bailey if they're there, and if they're not, it's Jeremiah Love. That's how I feel, and I just can't latch on to any of this news because it all just stinks to me. It stinks.
I fully agree with you, and I'm surprised that we are in full agreement here. I think it's pass rusher if they're available. I do think they would go with David Bailey or Arvell Reese if one of them's available. And if they're both off the board, which I'm expecting them to be, by the way, then I think it's Jeremiah Love. I put Jeremiah Love in my final mock. That's what I'm going with. Because what I think is going to happen is the Jets are going to take one of the pass rushers at two. I think the Arizona Cardinals are trading the third pick. I think they're going to trade it to a team who is willing to come up for the other pass rusher, either the Dallas Cowboys or the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm starting to think it's going to be the Chiefs. And if that team comes up at number three, then for the Titans, it comes down to Jeremiah Love or Sonny Styles. And I think they would go with the running back, the offensive player who helps Cam Ward, makes your franchise quarterback better, makes his life a little bit easier. We're on the exact same page. Pass rusher if they're available, Jeremiah Love if they're not. I wanted to quickly shout out this comment, if you don't mind. I started. Yes, this is the pod that I think I nailed. Maybe you too. I don't know. If you did, you were following me. That I nailed Jarvis Brownlee to the Titans. I've had a couple of these, haven't I? I feel like I had Laurel Murchison, which is super random. But I nailed Laurel Murchison on this episode. I nailed Jarvis Brownlee. I might have nailed Dylan Radins, I think, potentially. Not certain. I think I might have had Christian Fulton. I remember that year, unfortunately, I did really, really well. Like, I had, like, a bunch of Titans picks that year where they had a terrible draft. I at least predicted a lot of them correctly. So, yes, this is that episode.
Yes, and we also both, I want to say, nailed Caleb Farley. Of course, that was a first-round pick, but the mid-20s is a tougher spot to nail than, like, number one last year. We also, not to, you know, toot ourselves too much, toot our own horns too much, but, you know, we were the first Titans pod that I know of that was all in on Cam Ward last year. First one that I know of that was all in on Jeremiah Love this year, even if that was mostly me. And I think, like, my reputation's on the line here. If the Titans don't get Jeremiah Love, like, my whole brand is wiped out. I mean, it's not as bad as last year with Cam Ward when I was, like, I pushed every chip into the table. This year, I'm holding on to a few chips. I'm holding on to my Arvell Reese chip. I'm holding on to my, like, it could definitely be David Bailey chip. But I've pushed away my wide receiver chips, my Sonny Styles chips. I'm as close to all in this year as I can be. Not quite as hard as
last year. The wide receiver thing is pretty wild. Like, I can't believe an ESPN, Graziano, says that this morning when we haven't heard that at all. Like, we haven't heard that at all. And it just goes to show you how crazy draft week is. The smoke screens are out of control.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into... Yes, we had the comment from Hayden here. Unfortunately, you both nailed Caleb Farley. All right, Justin. Let's do it. Let's get to our dueling mock drafts. I will let you start us off. And I need to add you to this room.
So we haven't done this in years, but clearly it's been a year since we last did this. What I would do, what I think the Titans were going to do, how do we do this again?
This is predictive. Intended to be predictive. Yeah. Okay. So I put it on normal speed instead of fast because I figured we can use the time in between picks to sort of talk through things. And also, I like being able to read the names as they come off the board. When it's on normal, you have time to acknowledge which pick, who all the other picks are being made. When it's on fast, it's like, didn't see any of that. And then you're just browsing the player's remaining board to see who went. Note for our audio audience, we have this mock draft simulator. We're using A to Z Sports mock draft simulator here. We have it up on the screen. It's going to be a lot easier to follow along with this mock draft if you are watching us on YouTube rather than just listening. So, you know, if you're driving or doing whatever, like, we get it. But just giving you that option. And for the people who are here on YouTube, remember to like this live stream. Put some thoughts in the chat. When the video ends, drop a comment in the actual video comments and subscribe to the channel. We're one day away from the NFL draft, and we will be live during the Titans pick tomorrow night. Not exactly sure what time we're going to go live, so subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications for our channel so you get an alert when we go live. Okay, Justin, starting the draft, this is your mock, and the first three picks are not that much of a surprise. We've got Fernando Mendoza, David Bailey, Arvell Reese off the board.
Can we quickly? I think you got to hit the thing before I make the pick.
Oh my goodness gracious! Garrett Michael, 1894 with a $10 super chat. Thank you so much for the support, Garrett. He says, "Say something nice about the Colts." Crying laughing emoji. I don't know if I can do that.
They're an NFL team. they try really hard.
Their GM does really good work for everyone else.
They've got a good running back.
I like Carly Ursay Gordon, and I think it's dumb that she's going to be not on the field doing the things she was doing last year, because I kind of liked that as a new, like, hold people accountable.
Anthony Richardson's not allowed to touch workout bands anymore.
That's not nice, Justin. Oh. All right, let's get back to the draft. You have the options for you here. I mean, this is what I hope happens. This is what we all hope happens. You got Jeremiah Love sitting at the top of your board. Obviously, Sonny Styles, the receivers, the tackles, Reuben Bain. Where are you going with this pick?
It's predictive. I'm going Jeremiah Love. As I said, I'm staying true to what I just said 5 minutes ago. I'm not a pathological liar. If the board falls this way, where Bailey and Reese are off the board at 2 and 3, I am predicting Jeremiah Love. I'll be honest, the Sonny Styles stuff scares me. It's believable enough to me because of Robert Saleh and linebackers that it would slightly disappoint me, but it wouldn't floor me, is the point, right? It wouldn't shock me if they did it. In this situation, I hope it's Jeremiah Love. I'm predicting that it would be Jeremiah Love.
Yeah. I would have done the same in your shoes. Do you want to go? How do you want to do this? You want to alternate? Should I make my first pick and then we come back, or do you want to go through your whole mock?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's flip it over then to my. Oops, I gotta add you back. Let's flip it over then to my draft here. Sorry, I didn't set that up pre-show. And I'll just do the same thing. Start draft, and I cross my fingers and hope I get the same situation as you. Yeah, baby. We did it, Justin. I don't know if this is boring for our audience if we just do the same thing.
Well, it's predictive, right? I don't think we should. We're not going to switch it up for the sake of switching it up.
Right. I mean, I would love to explore all the scenarios. I would love to look at the trade backs, as Iron Grids is imploring here in the comments.
But we've done a lot of that in recent episodes, to be honest. Like, this is predictive. So we're trying to do our best here to be right, in all honesty.
And the opening three picks in this mock version are the same as in yours, but we flip Reese and Bailey. So we kind of get to see it both ways. If Reese goes first, the Cardinals, in this case, took Bailey. If Bailey goes first, the Cardinals, in your case, took Reese. I don't know if that's how it would actually play out, but that's what happened here. You didn't have great trade offers. You had an offer from Baltimore to move back to 14 and an offer from Pittsburgh to move all the way back to 21. I have some different options on the table here. I've got both of the two first-round pick scenarios here. Kansas City for giving up 9 and 29 for 4. Dallas giving up 12 and 20 for 4. Then I've also got Baltimore offering a haul of picks. First-rounder, second-rounder, third-rounder, fourth-rounder to go all the way back to 14. And then we've got New Orleans offering a second-rounder and a fourth-rounder along with pick 8 to come up to 4. I think in real life, if this trade from the Saints or this trade from Kansas City or this trade from Dallas or, yes, even this trade from Baltimore, 14, 45 overall, 80 overall, and 4 picks, 3 in the top 100 from Baltimore, I do think that the Titans' number one preferred option is not to stick and pick. I think it's to trade out and get as many shots at the board as they can take. I think the Titans would take one of these trades. The thing is, I don't know why any of these teams would be making these trades if the top of the board actually plays out where Reese and Bailey go 2 and 3.
Thank you.
So for the sake of predictiveness, I'm not going to accept one of these trades. For the sake of this mock draft not looking dumb with me making like 12 picks, I'm not going to accept this trade.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to do the boring thing and say that the smoke is not real. I will hold that belief until 8:25, 8:45, whatever time PM on Thursday night when the pick is in. I'm going to believe that the Titans are taking one of Reese, Bailey, or Love. And I believe that Bailey and Reese will be selected second and third in some order. So give me Jeremiah Love here. And we'll flip it back over.
A lot of our audience was saying, trade back. Look at those trade offers. If David Bailey and Arvell Reese come off the board 2-3, I'd be pretty stunned if the Titans had a good offer to move down. Someone's trading up for a linebacker, a safety. I mean, that's bad business. Some GMs do bad business, so we can't totally rule it out. But if those pass rushers are off the board, I don't think the Titans are getting the option to trade down. I just don't.
I'm fully with you on that. We have a... Oh my goodness gracious. Super chat here from GMTW. Mello, can you let me know why I shouldn't be hoping they trade back slightly and pick up Tate? Also, F the Colts.
I didn't know what FTC meant. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to tell you why you shouldn't be hoping, because if that's what you hope for, I think it's perfectly reasonable for you to hope for that. He's the best wide receiver in this draft, you know, certainly when you take, especially when you take the medicals into account. They've got a number one sophomore quarterback who they want to invest in. I think Carnell Tate's more talented than any receiver on the roster right now. So you would trade back, pick up a really good wide receiver prospect who invests in your quarterback, and you get more picks. Now, I don't think it's the most realistic scenario. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's possible, and you are perfectly well within reason to hope for it for all the reasons I just outlined. Hope for it. Dream big, GRNTW. You can be whatever you want to be when you grow up, even Carnell Tate. So you never know. Dream big. I love it.
And thank you for the super chat. I'm with you, Mello. Look, I mean, I went back and watched some Carnell Tate. I watched every target of his recently, two nights ago, falling asleep. Just was like, you know what? There's so much smoke here. I better go just refresh myself. Obviously, I watched it like 2 months ago. I watched a bunch of Carnell Tate stuff, but it's been a while. And look, I'm in. If they want to go that direction, I don't think it's a great value at 4. I don't think it's the best player they could add to the team at 4 overall. But definitely in a trade down scenario, or even if they just decide, you know, if the Cardinals really do take Jeremiah Love and they just decide we're helping Cam Ward no matter what with this first pick, I would get on board with the Carnell Tate thing. I do think he has a limited ceiling because he doesn't get a lot of yards after catch, but he also has the ability to get more yards after catch. I think it's almost being overblown at this point, his lack of yak ability. It's not like he never picks up. He's not Tyler Lockett, even, you know, late career or early career. So I'm in for Carnell Tate. I've watched him catch the ball and run 40 yards afterwards. So.
Iron Grid says, if one of us doesn't pick Jacob Rodriguez here, he's releasing the Justine files. I mean, that's a little concerning. Might do it just to avoid that. And you know what you got to do?
Oh my goodness gracious. Another super chat from...
Okay. I'll answer it quickly from Steve-O. Thank you so much for the $2 super chat tip, Steve-O. Why wouldn't they just trade back for another first? They've already got 16 overall, so they already have an additional first this year. They've got multiple firsts in 2027, so I don't get why we think they would trade back. I think they're in a great spot. They're going to take the best pass rusher at number two. They've already got they've got 2 second-round picks this year and 2 first-round picks. They've got all the picks their heart desire. Why trade back and miss on a premium prospect at a position that they desperately need edge? That's why they're not going to trade back. Graver?
Oh my goodness gracious.
an incredibly generous $20 super chat tip from L. Kelly Kane. L. Kelly Kane, first time joining the live. Thank you both for the stellar content. I watch you guys every evening. Great job. No question. Thank you so much for the generosity and the comment and the consistent support every evening. We really appreciate that. Folks like you help this show grow. Thank you so much. And Graver, I think you got one more to hit.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Johnny Buck living up to his name with the $4.99 super chat tip. I do think the Cowboys could jump the Giants, and we know the Browns want to trade back. Can you do a 12-20 and then back up to 6 scenario? Johnny, we appreciate the super chat tip. The thing is, we're only doing one mock today each. It's predictive. So we're not going to play with that because we don't actually think it's going to happen, right? Fair of me to say. But listen, remember when the Titans traded down from 1 and to like 14 or 15 and then back up to 11 for Jack Conklin? 16. Something like that.
16. 1 to 16, 16 to 8.
That was for Jack Conklin. I got it wrong all the way around. But that's a similar scenario that you're talking about. So it happens. It could happen. I'm not confident enough to predict it's going to happen because it rarely happens. But certainly that's – and you bring up a good point. Like the Cowboys would be jumping the Giants in that scenario if they're targeting Sonny Styles and they think that's who the Giants want. Good point. We know the Browns want to come down. So, you know, good comment. Appreciate the super chat tip. I'm going to make my 35th pick now, I believe.
One sec, Justin. I want to hit a couple things that were in here. So JTurn314 thinks, I got to add you saying hit the thing to the money drop, Graver. I will do this on one condition, Justin, and that's that you stop saying hit the thing. Because what I don't want to happen is for you to say hit the thing live, and then we hear you saying hit the thing again as part of the drop.
I agree. You know what? We'll talk about it at our next contract negotiation, but I'm very open to stop saying hit the thing if the drop says hit the thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There was some other stuff in here. I feel for Atlas going through a draft week from hell. It sounds like Atlas on the job, but still tuned in. We missed the Monday stream, but he's been here the last 2 days. We appreciate you, Atlas. And then there was a lot of comments coming in here when we were saying with Reese and Bailey off the board, who's trading up to 4? Saints might come up for Carnell Tate. Cowboys might come up for Sonny Styles. Like, I think that is possible, but I don't think they have to come all the way to 4. I do still think the Giants are going to take Styles at 5. Like, I think all the stuff this week, again, is just nonsense and smoke and misdirection. So I do still think that the Giants want Styles at 5. So maybe the Cowboys coming up to 4. But then you have to wonder why the Cowboys would give up that much to come up for an off-ball linebacker. There's also been a lot of reporting this week that may or may not be true. Again, I can't pick and choose to believe some things and not others. But that the Cowboys don't want to move both first-round picks. That they don't value getting one elite prospect over 2 very good prospects. That they want to keep 12 and 20, or at least 20 if they trade 12. So even if the Cowboys did want to come up for Styles, I don't think they have to come up that far. I don't think they'd give up 12 and 20 to come up for it. And the Saints, for Tate, don't have to come all the way to 4, I don't think. If the Giants take a receiver at 5, I think it's Tyson. I think the Saints could make a move from 8 to 6, jump the Commanders to grab Tate if that's who they want. There's also a report that came out today that the Saints aren't looking for a receiver in the first round. They actually would rather take a day 2 or day 3 receiver and address the defense in the first round. So maybe the Saints would come up to 3 for a pass rusher and save the Titans and allow them to get Jeremiah Love. But as far as us projecting trades go, I don't know. We've talked a lot about it.
Yeah, I think we're good. I've been waiting you to stop talking so I could say hit the thing.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Barrister with a very generous $20 super chat tip. Thanks for everything you guys do. So stoked you're going to be live for the draft pick tomorrow night. Can't wait. Thank you so much, Barrister, for the kind words, the very generous tip, and your constant support of this channel. We can't wait to be live tomorrow night. We hope you're there. We're excited about it. Graver, we're 25 minutes in, and we've made one pick each. We're definitely going to have to speed things up here. So I think we're only probably going to stop for super chat tips from now on, in all honesty, because and if you guys want to keep interrupting the flow of the show, drop a super chat. Otherwise, I'm not going to allow it because 25 minutes, one pick, we can't go at this pace.
Yeah, you're right, Justin. We got to speed things up, which we will do right after this break. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly now, but asking for help can still feel hard, and BetterHelp's latest research confirms it.
BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from actually doing so. What can we as a society do to close this gap between believing in mental health support and actually seeking it out?
Well, we can start by encouraging each other to seek support when we need it. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should know that BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform.
All you have to do to get started is fill out a short questionnaire, and BetterHelp takes care of matching you with a therapist. The best part? If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from any of BetterHelp's tailored recommendations.
Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Welcome back, audio audience. Okay, Justin, back to your pick at number 35. I would like to call attention to the board here where somehow Caden Proctor has fallen to pick 35.
I've got an idea, shocked. If it's okay with you. Yeah. I don't want these to look exactly the same. So why don't we install a rule? Why don't I make this pick and you can't pick the same player? And then you make your second and third round pick so I can't pick the same player in the third round. I think it'd be silly if these came out exactly alike. I'm having a really
I think that's a good call
here. So,
here's what I'm looking at, Justin. And I think that there are a couple of players here who should not fall to 35 that if they do, the Titans should do the thing that Mike Borgonzi keeps saying he will do, which is take the best player available and not reach to fill a need. You got Caden Proctor and Chris Johnson, the corner out of San Diego State. Both of those guys, I think, are first round picks. Chris Johnson may be borderline, but I think he sneaks into the first round. Colton Hood has a chance also to sneak into the first round. Even Chase Besantis, you know, with the needs that some of the teams picking in the 20s have, like I think of the Chargers, it would be a massive reach from a consensus board value standpoint for them to take Besantis, but it would fill their biggest need and, you know, potentially vault them from a fringe playoff team to a actual contender. I don't know. There's a lot of options for you here. What are you thinking?
I'm having a hard time, and I feel like I'm going to make a pick that they're not going to make. I've just got a sneaky feeling, and I don't agree with it. Let me be clear. I don't agree with it, but I got a sneaky feeling that they're going to be overconfident in their ability to draft interior linemen on day three. And it could be something we talk about later in the year, that it was a mistake. If they draft Jeremiah Love at four and they can't run the football and they're struggling, we're going to talk about maybe they should have targeted linemen earlier. But I, you know, because the need is so big and because they did have Chase Besantis in for a top 30 visit, I think that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the guard. Drafting a running back in the first round, you better be, you know, you better set up your offensive linemen to be able to run the football successfully, right? So I'm going to go Chase Besantis. It's a force multiplier pick, right? One helps the other. And because they had him in for a 30, I've got a sneaky feeling that I'm going to be wrong about this and they're not touching interior until much later. But and who knows about Zeitler? That thing is looming large still, right? If they re-sign Zeitler, they might not be even considering guard here. But I'm going to do the thing and I'm going to take Chase Besantis.
So you don't want to look at any of these trade offers, because here's a point where I would consider it much more realistic for the Titans to trade down. The thing that I don't think they would do, I don't think they'd move off of 35 for a fourth rounder or later. I think this Cleveland offer that you see on screen, 39 and 107, no. From the Giants, pick 40 and 105, no. From the Buccaneers, pick 46, 116 and 155, no. But these next two, I could see having some real consideration. From Minnesota, pick 49 and 82. from Carolina, pick 51 and 83.
I guess.
Obviously, you'd take the Minnesota deal in this scenario, but you don't have to, Justin. But
I'll be honest with you. When I'm doing predictive, I don't know that I'm bold enough to predict any trade. You know, like, so I'm probably going to leave trades out of mine altogether. I'm trying to be as right here as I can. Right. So, and I agree. Dalen asked a good question. If your feeling is correct, Melo, where would they go? I don't know, Dalen. I think they could consider a number of things, right? Like a linebacker, a cornerback, a tackle. Like, I think everything's on the table, but you got to hit the thing before I guess.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm a little concerned that this gentleman's screen name is the Yada Yada King is my king. As he delivers a $5 super chat tip. It says, great content, y'all. I watch every day on the edge of my seat for what happens at pick four. We appreciate you watching every day. We probably could have guessed that you watch every day based on your YouTube username. But we thank you so much for the support, the super chat tip, and the comment. If you missed who we drafted first, Graver and I both took Jeremiah Love in the first round. I'm taking Chase Bisontis here. With Emmanuel Pregnon's on the board too, right? And is Keelan Rutledge on the board?
I would guess so, just because he's been rated so low by these mock machines. That's the other thing I don't want to fall into in this mock, Justin, is like, I'm not going to take Travis Burke in the seventh round, you know? Because predictive-wise, I don't care that he's available in this mock draft machine world. He's not going to be available in the seventh round. But anyway, yes, agreed. Keelan Rutledge is on the board still.
I'm so tempted to take one of the trade downs and still end up with one of those guards. But I think I'm just going to stick and pick and play it safe and go Bisontis at 35.
All righty. Chase Bisontis is your pick. Let's flip back over where I will now make my second and third round selections. And I did not have the option to take Caden Proctor there. Akeem Mezidor slipped to the second round for me, as did Chris Johnson and Max Ahinachor. All guys that I think could go in the first round, Colton Hood as well. I do have that Chase Bisontis there like you did, but I want to look at the offers. Some of the same offers you had, like I said a second ago, I don't want to move all the way. I don't want to move down four or five spots just to pick up a fourth rounder. I want a top 100 pick. That's the only reason I'd move off of this pick.
Agreed.
Do I have that option here? Yes, I do. From the Chargers, I could pick up a top 100 pick, or I could pick up a handful of day three picks from San Francisco. I'm going to do it, Justin. I'm going to take this trade. I'm going to slide back 20 spots to pick up pick 86. And I guess I will only make two picks still, and then we can give it back to you before we get to my... make 60.
So did you go all the way to 55 then?
Yeah, I went all the way to 55. Let's see who lasts.
Wow. Bold. Graver's a bold man.
I think this is realistic. This is almost what they did last year. They went back to 53 to pick up a third round pick.
They went down 17 spots last year.
And I think that if you're going to move, again, if you're going to move off of 35, you got to get another third round pick.
Agreed.
And if you do that, you have to go into the 50s because nobody's giving you a third round pick for a five spot move at the top of the second round.
That's what happened last year.
Now, there are a bunch of guys here that I really like, Justin. I'm going to have a hard time choosing who I think is the best player available here because I love Jeremy Bernard. You know I love Jeremy Bernard. I've been a fan of Jeremy Bernard for weeks, months even. Jacob Rodriguez. Iron Grids might have an aneurysm if I don't select Jacob Rodriguez here. Trayden Stukes, a guy that probably would be viewed as best player available if this is real. I mean, I don't think Trayden Stukes is going to be on the board at 55. He might not be on the board at 35. And then Derek Moore is one of my favorite, day two edge rusher prospects in this class, as just a pure get after the quarterback guy. Wow, I am really torn. And if I want to be a little bit predictive, okay, because I'm going to be predictive, I also like Josiah Trotter for what it's worth. If I'm going to be predictive, I'm going to take Stukes out of the running because I don't think he is going to be in play at 55. I think he's way off the board by then. It is a Robert Saleh coach team. I love Jeremy Bernard. And I think the linebacker depth in this draft is great. And that I could potentially get Kyle Lewis at 66 or even with the other pick I just picked up at 86. But Jacob Rodriguez, I got to make a choice because the time is ticking down. I'm going to go with Bernard because I think the linebackers that I'll be able to draft with my next picks are better than the receivers I'll be able to draft. So give me Jeremy Bernard at pick 55.
Really good football player. He's always wide open. Cam Ward would love that. You've got one more pick to make here before we switch back over to me for number 66.
I made the right choice, Justin, because Jacob Rodriguez is still on the board. Everybody wins. Give me the linebacker out of Texas Tech, Robert Saleh's new Fred Warner, not Sonny Styles. Jacob Rodriguez, super
athlete. I love
Jacob
Rodriguez. I'd be stunned if he's there at 66. Stunned.
Me too. So I'm taking him. Slightly predictive because I think that like...
They could take him at 35. Titans,
yeah, the Titans could still take him. Not at 66, maybe, but like that doesn't... Just because he does not... I mean, if I'm accurately matching the Titans with a player they draft in this on day two, I don't care what actual pick number it is, I will take credit for
matching
that.
Agreed. if you nail the player period, I think you deserve to brag about that. Do I not have Trayden Stukes on the board at 66? Probably not.
No, you do not, because he was, what, the 45th ranked press, or 30, you don't, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can check, but.
Well, you had him at 50-something, so I thought I would check.
Yeah, no, just based on the highest rank available, I thought he was, like, their 36th player or something.
Oh, I see. Darn it, I would have totally grabbed Trayden Stukes if he was available. I would have loved that. I was glad you passed on him, because it meant it was still possible for me. Mm. This is tough, but I've spent my first two picks on offense. I'm trying to be realistic here. I think they would go defense. I don't think you're going to go, you know, three straight offensive picks, three straight defensive picks, anything like that. Boy, let me see the wide receivers, if you don't mind. I'm going to go by position because it just makes it easier for me.
Which one do you want to see? Sorry.
Wide receivers, edges, and linebackers. Go one position at a time, if you don't mind.
I would say the wide receiver value is not great. Elijah Surratt, Antonio Williams,
Zachariah
Branch, Skylar Bell. I will say, like, all these guys, like, there are people who love Antonio Williams. There are people who love Elijah Surratt. There are people who love Skylar Bell. Zachariah Branch, sort of is more of a, I don't know, gadgety kind of player. 50% of his targets screens, I think.
If the board fell this way, I would go Jake Golday, the linebacker out of Cincinnati. Addresses a need. I know he had a formal interview with the Titans at the Combine, so there's at least some level of interest there. I thought he was really good this past year. For a guy who switched positions from edge rusher, he had a career-high 104 tackles this past year. I'm a big, big fan of his. I look at the way Robert Saleh coaches linebackers. There must be some sort of interest in Jake Golday. I'm a big, big fan, so I'll go Jake Golday.
You okay there, Justin? You need to cough it out?
I'm choking up over here.
So you're going to take Jake Golday. I think that's a good pick. It makes sense. I do think the Titans are going to take a linebacker in the, you know, between the second and fourth round. I've said that. I said that on yesterday's show. I would love Derek Moore in this spot as well, but I think you have a better chance of hitting on a long-term starter with the linebacker versus a round three edge, just because round three edges have a historically lower, much lower hit rate than like round three linebackers. So let's take Jake Golday here. And I wanted to address a comment that came in not too long ago, because this is a good point calling me out. D Good, I thought you said if they don't take Tate or Tyson, they shouldn't take one at all, referring to wide receivers. We talked about that earlier this week, Justin, about how the wide receiver, because of the impact that they have coming in, competing with Iron Manor and DK and even Bryce Oliver. I think there's like a handful of guys, day two guys, that they could, that would be upgrades in that room. And Jeremy Bernard is one of those guys. I think Ted Hurst is one of those guys. And I can't say I'd be mad if they took a chance on one of these super athletic prospects like Jeff Caldwell, Bryce Lance, one of these just like freak size speed guys that they don't intend to rely on a lot this year, but that could that could develop into something with, you know, if they actually hit their athletic ceilings. So that's why I took Jeremy Bernard there, Justin. You're going to make another pick here, but first... Oh my goodness gracious.
Gotta hit the thing!
Gary Soto, another $50 live stream, or $50 tip. That's the third one this week, Gary. I just can't say thank you enough for your generosity. Late to the stream, but late, you're still here. We don't mind if you're a little late. So thank you for joining in and donating more money. Again, we really appreciate the support here.
Gary is late to the stream, but he's early in my heart, and that's really all that matters. And I've got a brother named Gary, true story, Gary Soto, so... I feel like you're one of our best supporters. We appreciate you so much. Late to the stream, early in Mello's heart. That's the way it goes. Thank you so much for the constant support and generosity, Gary.
Right. All right, Justin, you are up. Pick 101. You got Mike in the chat wondering if Harold Perkins makes sense for this team in the fourth or fifth round. Where are you going?
I'm having a hard time here because I took a running back. Help me out here. I took my interior lineman and I took a linebacker. Yeah. I haven't taken a wide receiver. I haven't taken an edge. Can I see who's on the board at those two positions?
Here are your wide receivers and edges. Your guy, Kieron Crawford, is here. There's Jeff Caldwell, who I was just mentioning. You know, I also do like DeJuan Stribling quite a bit. I mean, he's a guy I could see... being like the, if I had to pick one day three receiver that you said one guy from this class is going to be Puka Nacua or Amon-Ra St. Brown, or, you know, a day three guy who turns into a reliable starter or even more than that. I think Stribling is the guy I would put my bet on, even if it's
I don't think he's going to be available here at 101. So I'm not going to take him. I think he might be a second round pick. Or an early third round pick, in my opinion. So I think Stribling is definitely gone by 101. Oh man, this is tough for me. You know, I'm gonna do something that I don't know that they're gonna do, but my favorite player on the board, take me back to cornerback if you don't mind.
The people are wondering why. You're not looking at centers.
Because I don't think they're going to go all in on interior. I am going to take an interior lineman at some point. I already took one in Chase Bisontis. I don't think they go back to back. Gary, because you were late to the stream, I guess we got to call you out for being late. He says, Kyle Lewis, ? I took a linebacker with my last pick, Jake Golday, in the third round. So I won't be going linebacker here. Gary followed it up. He saw it right after. I'm going to go Chandler Rivers. I think he is a instant starter at nickel corner. I'm a huge, huge fan of the player. 4-year starter at Duke. I got a really good interview dropping with him tomorrow, I think it is. I believe he's met with the Titans in some capacity. I don't know that that matters, but he probably had a Zoom meeting with them. I really like Chandler Rivers. I don't like a lot of what's on the board here. And I think the fact that the Titans have shown interest in trading Stukes tells me if they have interest in corner in this draft, it's probably at nickel corner. And because I didn't get Stukes earlier, I'm going Chandler Rivers here, who I think is one of the best nickel corners in the draft.
All righty, Chandler Rivers is the pick then, and we'll flip it back over to me. I think, do I need to make three picks to get ahead of you, Justin, or does it matter? I mean, I do.
I think you could probably make at least two. But yeah, if you want to make three, you could make three.
Yeah, I'll make three so that I get to 142, and then you can come in and do 142 and 144 back-to-back. All right, I have a running back, a wide receiver, and a linebacker so far. So we are not building out the trenches. We are taking off-ball players and devalued positions here outside of wide receiver. So I might need to change that. I am thrilled to see that my boy, Derek Moore, has made it to pick 86. This is why you trade and pick up an extra third-round pick. I also think Eli Stowers is an interesting conversation if he makes it this far. Just the athleticism, the run-after-catch ability. I don't think he's a true tight end. He's not going to be blocking guys in the run game very well, very often, at least not as a rookie. But it's interesting. If I hadn't taken Jeremy Bernard, I might say, screw it, let's just make this guy our X receiver. But no, I'm going to take Derek Moore here because I really like the pass rush potential that he brings. Might be a one down player, a third down player only DPR, at least as a rookie. But I think that that is good enough when you look at, you know, assembling a unit of rotational pieces that you can keep fresh on that defensive line. I think Derek Moore would fit in well with the Jacob Martins and the Femi Oladejos. So that's where I'm going with this pick. And as we wait to get back on the clock for my next pick, oh my goodness gracious. Aaron Chan with a $4.99 super chat. Thoughts on this draft scenario? Titans trade with Dallas and get 12 and 20 for number 4, at 12, Vega Aone, at 20, Denzel Boston, at 35, Jacob Rodriguez. Oh. I mean, I like that a lot. That is how you turn one pick into multiple starters. Aone, I think, comes in and starts right away at right guard. Boston could start right away as an X receiver. At the very least, he's, you know, a regular contributor by week 4. And Jacob Rodriguez could start at linebacker next to Cedric Gray from day 1. I think that that would be a really good haul with a tiny bit of superstar potential. Not as much as Jeremiah Love gives you, but Boston and Rodriguez could both be potential superstars. I don't think Dallas wants to give up 12 and 20 from everything that's being reported, but if they were open to it, I'd be open to this scenario, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you get a freaking plug-and-play guard, you get a wide receiver one, and a really good linebacker. I mean, that would be an outstanding haul for the Titans this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin, really quick here for the audio audience. We're going to take one more break, and when we get back, we're going to finish out our dueling head-to-head mock draft battle for the ages. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, audio audience. Justin, I'm going to continue with my draft here, picking at 101 now. And, I've hit a bunch of needs. I feel like I've done a good job taking best player available. I still don't have anybody to man that nickel spot, but I'm not liking my options here at the top of the board. What? Dalen Everett is a potential guy that I like here, but he's more, I don't know how much you're going to throw him in the nickel. Maybe you teach it to him. Maybe you put Alante Taylor in the nickel there. I think if I'm looking for my combination of, you know, best player available and realistic chance to compete for a starting spot, I do think Dalen Everett's probably the guy. Do you like Dalen Everett? Do you not like Dalen Everett?
He's big. He's physical. I don't know that they're going to want another outside corner. I think they would more than likely go with like an inside guy. Daniel Caribbean's begging you to take Jaden Kanati, one of my favorites, because he's an Oregon guy, Daniel. So, Daniel, we could see the bias. Don't lie. No, you're an Oregon guy. I do really like him, though, all kidding aside. He's probably ranked later in this draft, though, than I don't think you got to take him this early.
I agree. I would rather see if he's there at 142 than take him here. I mean, I'll be honest. This is sort of a dead range for me. Like, I'm not going to take Skylar Bell after I took Jeremy Bernard. I'm not going to take Romello Height or Joshua Josephs after I took Derek Moore. Daryl Jackson, like, maybe. I don't, like, Dominique Orange. Like, I don't know that you spend a fourth-round pick on a defensive tackle with the roster that you have right now. So, to me, those guys, like, they might be best player available in somebody's eyes, but I can't see it. Michael Trigg is interesting. I do think this team's going to take a tight end and surprise a bunch of people who say, well, we don't need a tight end. We just signed Daniel Bellinger. We have Gunnar Helm. But I think that could happen. Sam Roosh is the guy I have my eyes on. I feel like it's a little bit of a reach to go for it here, but he may not be there at 142. Should I get crazy? I'm crazy. Give me Sam Roosh.
I do love Sam Roosh. Excellent blocker, like 6'6", 265, massive, massive man. Can block, can catch. Think there's some untapped potential as a pass catcher. Their passing offense was so bad, and he was really athletic at the combine for his size. I like it. So are we back up to me here?
Yeah, you're going to make the next pick here. No, I'm going to make one more, sorry, and then you're going to make two. But first, we got a question from Jay Turn. Graver, why are you so in on a nickel? Are we not still high on a Marcus Harris, Alante Taylor combo for that position? I think that Marcus Harris could definitely win the starting nickel job. But I don't think it's going to be handed to him. And I don't think they're going to just bank on him being able to win that job. So I do think they're going to bring in competition. And even if that competition is a day three pick, that could be depth. They don't have depth at that spot. It's not like they just need one. Like, they need multi. Like, you can't go through the whole season with Marcus Harris being your only nickel. And then if he gets hurt, you slide Alante Taylor into nickel and then, I guess, throw Josh Williams out on the outside. Like, that's not a lot of depth. That's, you can survive one injury with that amount of depth. And then you can't rotate your defensive backs at all because you don't have anybody else unless Micah Robinson gives you a lot of confidence there. So I do think they would take a cornerback in this draft if for no other reason than to come in and be depth.
And no, Daylen, to answer your question, Josh Williams is not a nickel. He's like a big outside corner. I don't think he's never played nickel for the Chiefs. He's tall. Yeah, he's not a nickel corner at all. He's an outside corner. He's like the new Daryl Baker. Think of it that way.
Right. Maybe a little higher ceiling, maybe a little better. I mean, I like Josh Williams, but it looks like he's going to be cornerback.
If Marcus Harris actually got hurt, maybe they would kick Alante Taylor there and put Josh Williams outside. Like, maybe. That would be one of the possibilities. But I agree. Like, they've got to have better depth at nickel corner than they have right now.
All right, I'm back on the clock here. I haven't taken a guard yet, and that scares me. And it looks like the centers I met, like, what is this? Jaeger Burton's here. Okay, so I still have a shot at getting somebody that I kind of like that has a connection to the Titans. Bo Stevens is an interesting player as well, but I mean, I'm not huge on the remaining interior offensive linemen. In my world right now, we better hope Kevin Zeitler resigns or that Jackson Slater is way better than we all think because I'm running out of options. Should I just take Logan Taylor for the heck of it? What if I took Jeff Caldwell? What if I took a second receiver, Justin? Would that be crazy?
I think you need a guard probably at some point here. Or a safety. You haven't taken a safety, I don't think, so you could consider that as well.
I think TJ Hall is an interesting guy because he actually could play that nickel spot. Wait, no. I mean, could he play that nickel spot?
No, he's a big from what I remember. But VJ Payne, like a super versatile safety, might be able to play a little big nickel. If you take me to corner.
But TJ Hall is a physical tackler, and that's what you need in the nickel spot. I don't care how tall you are. But they write physical boundary corner here, so I don't know. But he's got safety, corner, position, flexibility. I mean, this guy profiles to me as that potential hybrid-y guy. VJ Payne, you love VJ Payne. I don't want to take VJ Payne here, and then you can't take him in your mock.
You can, because I'm probably not going to take him. I think I know where I'm going with my next couple picks, and he'll probably be off the board by the time I'm making before I'm ready.
All right, I'll take VJ Payne, and we will just ignore the interior of the offensive line. I do pick again in two picks anyway, so hopefully I can get somebody there.
But I'm making the next two picks here.
You are making the next two picks. You got 142, 144.
Take me to offensive tackle, if you don't mind. The board fell exactly the way I wanted it to. The Titans had Austin Barber in for a pre-draft visit. I'm going to go with Florida O-tackle. Austin Barber, true left and right tackle versatility. This team is not in a good position right now when it comes to the swing tackle spot. It's really bad, actually. And I think Barber has certainly enough upside to back up both positions. And there might even be enough developmental upside there for them to think that he could develop into a starter down the line. No brainer for me. I'm going Austin Barber.
Austin Barber, and you're right back on the clock, Justin, at 144.
What haven't I taken? I feel like I don't think I've taken a wide receiver or an edge, so...
You haven't. Your picks are right here. Running back, interior offensive line, linebacker, corner, offensive tackle.
Take me to wide receiver. And then, let me look at that. And then take me to edge as well.
Your edges are here.
Ooh. This is rough.
It is rough.
When do I pick again after this? Sorry, when's the Titans?
184.
Take me to center real quick. You know what? I'm worried you're going to do it. So I'm going to do it so you can't do it. Even though it's early, I'm going to go Jaeger Burton.
Oh my gosh, Justin.
I think they got him ranked a little low. I don't think he's going 210. I do think he goes a little earlier than that. I think he goes in that like 150 to 175 range. I'm going Jaeger. Listen, this is predictive. Can we be honest and competitive? I want to nail as many guys that maybe we actually take that back. I want to nail as many picks as I could possibly nail. So I could look back and brag a little bit. So
yeah,
this is predictive. I want to be right. I'm going Jaeger Burton.
I mean, I get it, but you really put me in a tough spot because I don't have an interior offensive lineman yet. And there's not another one that has been connected to the Titans. I mean, I guess James Brockermeyer has, but he's like a UDFA type of guy. And, you know, the interior of my offensive line looks pretty bad right now.
Listen, I'll help you out a little bit. Like Keegan Trost is a good player. Matt Goldman is a good player. I tried to interview them. They're with an agency that's like super secretive and doesn't do anything. So I don't know if they've met with the Titans. Nobody knows if they've met with the Titans. I don't think they've done a single piece of media. So maybe they've met with the Titans. I really like Matt Goldman and Keegan Trost.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little early to spend the 144 on them, but maybe I'll just hope that one of those guys are there at 184 because I do want to stick to sort of a best player available approach here. And I can't believe Deshaun Stribling is still here. I mean, would it be crazy if I took Deshaun Stribling? Or I could take a developmental tackle prospect here in Jude Bowery, the same reason you just took a tackle in Austin Barber. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to grab an offensive lineman here because I haven't taken one yet, and I do think the Titans are going to take one. And if we're going to be predictive, then if I can't nail the exact player, maybe I can at least nail a position. So give me that. Yeah. Top of the board. Give me the BPA.
I like it. Can't go wrong. You were neglecting. I can't believe I neglected wide receiver and edge for as long as I have, but I can see the Titans doing that a little bit, though. Am I crazy?
I agree. I think if they neglect positions that everyone expects them to take, it's wide receiver first and it's edge second. Like, if they don't take an edge in the first three rounds, let's call it, then I really don't see the point. I feel like you're just burning a pick on a guy that's
like
going to be...
If they don't go edge at number four, in all honesty, like David Bailey or Arvell Reese, I don't know where they're going to go edge. I don't know that they do.
I mean, if Malachi Lawrence is on the board at 35, I do like Derek Moore a lot, a guy that maybe you're getting some value on because of his injury. He has kind of been invisible during the pre-draft process. Or at least a forgotten man. But beyond, like, I mean, you'd have to hope that, like, there's only two or three options that you have to hope fall to you. And that's the way that you would get that guy, you know? Like, I don't think that there's many ways that that works out. Where are we at? This is my draft. Am I making another pick here? Yeah, I'm making one more pick here. And let's see, did any of those interior linemen make it? We got Pat Coogan is the top interior offensive lineman on the board. Like, what if I just took Jaeger Burton here, Justin? Is that against the rules? I mean, you took him at 144. This is 184.
It kind of is, but I'll let you have him if you want to do it.
I don't want to step on your toes. I mean, you got there first. Maybe it's about that. Maybe it's like, you know, two teams drafting. They can't both take the same player. Even though we're in alternate universes here. you know what? Man, it gets really tough here. It gets really tough. I can't believe I have to make three more picks. I don't want to make three more picks.
Yeah, that's wild.
I can see the Titans packaging some stuff around. Like, should I double dip? You know what? Give me Jimmy Rolder. I'm double dipping at linebacker. I'm taking a potential... special teams guy or depth here. Robert Saleh wants to get his position group in. You know, I take Jimmy Rolder. Screw it. I don't care.
I like Jimmy Rolder quite a bit. So we're back over to me, I believe.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about, when I say the Titans are going to take a linebacker and we're trying to be predictive, it's like, it's more likely that If I take multiple stabs, then I don't have to get, you know, like they don't have to take Jacob Rodriguez and Jimmy Rolder, but if they take one of them, then I get a point. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely you do. So what pick am I at here?
This is 184. You're going to make 184 and 194. And then can I
see
I will,
let me see tight end.
Yeah. Tight end. Ooh, Eli Raritan. A lot of people like him. He's been getting some hype
lately.
I figured
Justin Jolly would be off the board. Eh? I would have taken Justin Jolly.
Does not appear to have made it. Yeah.
Take me to linebacker, even though I know I took one already, but...
Just like me, you could take a second one. You could take Cody Barton's brother, Lander.
Scroll down a little bit.
Scroll down past rank 336.
I guess the Alabama guy's not here, eh? Justin Jefferson? I mean, he would be available this late. I don't think he's going early.
Well, he's long gone in this mock. Let's see. There he went, 171 to the Patriots.
I just missed him.
Vrabel. You did. You just missed him. You got, I mean, the positions that are sitting here at the top of the board are not the best players. Are not necessarily positions the Titans need to target or positions that you've already targeted. Or you got the NCAA sack leader.
I will take Ndamukong Tucker because I haven't gone edge. And I know it's crazy that I haven't gone it at all, but there's a little interest, you know, 14 sacks he had. There's something to work with there.
Right. At the very least, you know, let him just throw him out there on third down on third and 12 and see if he can get pressure.
Ooh, J-Turn has a really good scoring idea in the comments.
What is it?
Y'all should do points. Here, let me put it up. 3 points for the correct player in the correct round. So Jeremiah Love at 4 would be 3 points. 2 points for correct player anywhere and 1 point for correct position. That's a good idea. I like that.
I like it too, and we can look at it next week, and we can review. We know we're going to review the bets that all of our audience members and you and I fake bets that we placed on who the Titans would pick at in the first round. We can review this too, see who wins the mock draft battle to the death. Loser dies. Is that okay with you, or is that too extreme?
That's an outrageous thing to say. Let's go to tight ends.
Again with the tight ends, huh? We already did the tight ends.
I know, Eli, but I'm going to take it on. Oh, God. Someone's gone? Who went? I wanted Nate Borkircher. Did he go in those couple picks?
He went right after Ndamukong Tucker.
Wow. Wow. I love John. Don't take me to wide receiver. I got to take a receiver. It's pretty crazy that I haven't taken one. I get it. I'll roll the dice on Eric McAllister. I'll roll the dice on Eric McAllister. Big, fast, productive, vertical skill set. I know there was an off-field thing, but I like Eric McAllister.
All right. Eric McAllister it is. And if you want to make your last pick here, I say do that, and then I will finish my draft. See, this is the part of the draft where I wish I could change it from normal speed to fast speed. Like right at the top of the draft, I want it to be a little slower so I can read the names as they come off. At this point in the draft, I'm like, just let's get to the next pick. We don't need to sit here waiting through all these fake names. I mean, Quintavious Hutchins, Fibichi Nwanu, Jalen Stroh. These are fake names. The mock draft machine invented players and stuck them in here. These are not real people, are they?
Good question. Tight ends. I said I was going to take a tight end. I'm going to take a tight end. It's my last pick, right?
It is your last pick.
Oh, wow. Even John Michael Gillenborg is gone now, huh?
You are getting the short end of this one. That's for
I'm
sure.
I'm getting the short end. I like Daquan Wright, though. Give me Daquan Wright. He's a really good player.
All right, Daquan
Wright. Good pass
Wright
catcher. Very athletic.
And that wraps up your draft. I mean, it's not bad. Let me take a screenshot here, Justin, so that I don't lose this, so that we can score this correctly. And then I'll finish up my draft here, where I still have to make two picks. Like, I say that literally, I still have to make two picks. Like, I don't want to make two more picks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good with this draft already.
Oh, good point by Dalen. You might want to take... Deshaun Singleton's a good point.
For you? Or for
no,
me?
No, for you. I'm done, aren't I? Am I not done?
You're done. I don't...
I'm saying for you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know when that comment came in. Deshaun Singleton?
He's a safety out of Nebraska.
I got VJ Payne at 142. I don't know I need another safety here. I would like to get somebody on the interior of the offensive line. And Justin, this may be a slight reach, but I'm going to take the guy that I watched play for 3 years at my school, DJ Campbell. This guy just needs to clean up the penalties, but he could be something better than, I think, the sixth round pick, seventh round projection that he has going for him right now, because I want to say, maybe this is wrong, four-star, if not five-star recruit at Texas has started. I'm sort of going off memory, and this may be wrong. I'm pretty sure he started since he was a true freshman. Like, he's been a three-year starter. I don't know. Maybe I have some of those details incorrect. This isn't a scouting report. It's like a Texas Longhorn fan report. I'll let my bias creep in here. Give me DJ Campbell. I got to get somebody on the interior of this offensive line. I just have to.
It's definitely a position you neglected more than I did. That's why I went, people hate our drafts, it looks like, eh? In the comments.
And I've been the one saying the Titans are going to take an interior offensive lineman high. And there was a comment earlier that I meant to respond to and I didn't, that was like, Graver's been all over interior O-line, trades back from 35 and forgets that guard exists. Like, I didn't forget it existed. I was just looking at the board, and there were players that I felt like I couldn't pass on. Jeremy Bernard, Jacob Rodriguez, Derek Moore.
When you
I'm not taking back, a guard over them.
I think you maybe could have gone Keelan Rutledge when you traded back in the 50s. Who did you grab in the 50s? Was it Bernard?
I got Bernard at 55. I got Rodriguez at 66. I could have passed on Rodriguez at 66. I could have taken Lewis at 86. He was on the board. And just not taking an edge rusher, which I do think is a potential realistic outcome for this team. All right, my last pick, Justin, I'm going to take a DT. I think they need a DT. Jaeger Burton's just here. I mean, this is not happening in real life. So I'm not going to take him. David Gusta, we've done this before. I think he was my last pick in the last time we did a mock draft on this show together. So a little consistency here. I do think this is like the range they might take a defensive tackle, just like a run-stuffing guy, somebody that they can rotate in there when they want to kick John Franklin Myers outside. So taking David Gusta, and we'll call it a day with that. Oh, man, I can't even fit all my picks in one screenshot, Justin. Zoom
out. Well, you traded down. You made extra picks.
I did. All right, here's my mock. Oh, we did it. We made it through competing, dueling, seven-round mock drafts. Justin, how you feel about your team? Should I put them on screen here? Let me see if I can put them both on screen. And you talk for a second. Let me work on this.
Outstanding. I'm very curious to see how this actually goes for the Titans on Thursday. We got a couple comments I wanted to quickly grab. Mello, I heard you on 104.5, schooling the kids. Yes, I was on 3HL yesterday afternoon with Don Davenport and Brent Doherty. So thank you so much for tuning into that. I had a lot of fun. 3HL, one of the best shows in Nashville, so I was honored that they asked me to come on. Graver, I want you to answer this one because you picked Jacob Rodriguez. Dalen asks, does Rodriguez play Spartan or does he slot in at will linebacker?
Spartan, huh? When you say Spartan, replace Barton. Sorry.
I said what? Yes, what?
I thought you said, I wasn't looking at the screen. I thought you said, does Rodriguez play Spartan? Whatever that means. No, yes, he definitely replaces Cody Barton. Although I don't know exactly how it would shake out because I get that Saleh's going to use these guys and like he wants his middle linebacker to guard hook to hook. He needs his will linebacker to basically guard hash to hash. I feel like Gray can be a green dot middle linebacker guy. But he also does have, I think, some more side-to-side range. But Jacob Rodriguez is such a crazy athlete that I feel like Rodriguez would be the guy you want moving the most. You know what I mean? Because he can change direction really well. His three-cone time was insane. His ability to get to start and stop and change direction is really impressive. So I think you keep Gray in the middle and you make Rodriguez your will in this scenario. But I could see that I could see that flip-flopping too. I mean, there's no foregone conclusion.
I like it. I love Jacob Rodriguez. I'd love to see him in this defense. We've been live for 70 minutes. We've completed our dueling mock drafts. Am I wrong to say that's going to do it for today's episode of the Music City Audible podcast?
You are wrong. What's happening right now? Why is this not showing up? Yes, you are wrong. I'm trying to show
our
mock drafts.
I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not showing. Are you guys just seeing a big blue box right now?
That's what I'm seeing.
What is going on? Okay. It says it's in the stream, and it's not in the stream, so I'm not sure what to do. Let me try again.
Graver produces a podcast for Odyssey full-time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're live. Live is not the easiest. Okay, is this going to work? No. Brilliant. Okay.
I'm joking. This makes no sense why it's not working.
Hang on. I have an idea. I have a secondary idea. We're going to add an image file. Here we go. This is going to work. Give me 1 second. Live TV, folks. Here
Things
we
happen.
Go.
And at least it was this and not a wardrobe malfunction.
Why is this not working? I honestly don't understand why this is not working.
Hi, Mom. I don't know.
Give me 1 second. This is actually crazy to me.
I think at some point you give up on it, in all honesty, but I don't
know. No, we never give up. We don't give up. We are resilient and determined and dedicated folk here.
Dalen says he'd take the wardrobe malfunction over this. That's interesting.
How about that?
He figured it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Persistence. If you try hard enough, you can do anything you set your mind to. So here we are. Final mock drafts. I'm on the right, you're on the left, Justin. We both took Jeremiah Love, and then we made a rule that we weren't allowed to take the same player anymore after that. So you got Chase Besantis in the second. I love that pick. I do love that pick. I do like, I think if they stick and pick at 35, it will be one of Besantis, Rutledge, or Pregnon. Like, I actually think that that's what they're going to do. And that's not based on anything I'm hearing. It's just based on, like, how I would build this team and to protect Cam Ward and to maximize. If you pick Jeremiah Love number 4 overall, which is an if, then you got to make sure you maximize that guy by solidifying what's happening in front of him. You got Jake Golday in the 3rd, Chandler Rivers in the 4th, Austin Barber in the 5th, Jagger Burton in the 6th. Oh, sorry, also in the 5th, I mean. Nadame Tucker in the 6th, Eric McAllister also in the 6th, and Daquan Wright with your final pick. I also took Jeremiah Love. I traded pick 35 for pick 55 and 86. At 55, I took Jeremy Bernard, and then Jacob Rodriguez at 66. I don't think Jacob Rodriguez makes it to 66, but maybe they take him at 55 and I still get credit for that one. I took Derek Moore, one of my favorite day two edge players, at 86. Sam Roosh at 101, which is kind of like, I mean, they probably, if they don't have a interior offensive lineman by pick 101, they probably have to just take one there because they have to get a starter out of this draft.
Right.
But me taking Sam Roosh is kind of just this sort of subversive contrarian thing I'm doing where I'm saying the Titans are going to take a tight end, even though they don't necessarily need one. VJ Payne I took in the 5th round, along with Jude Bowery, the tackle from Boston College. In round 6, I took another linebacker, Jimmy Rolder. I also took DJ Campbell, Hook'em Horns from Texas. And my final pick, David Gusta out of Kentucky. We need the chat to decide who won. Iron Grids is so sure Rodriguez is going to end up in the 1st round, but
I could see
it. I just don't know. I mean,
I could see it. I think the Cowboys at 20 are the sneaky spot for him. If they
I don't
stay
think
there.
They do it at 20. I don't think they do it at 20. I think if they move back from 20, which I think is a much bigger possibility than anyone's really talked about, I think that then they would consider taking him. If they go from like 20 to 24 or 27 or 29 or something in that range, then they could definitely take him in that spot. All right, that will do it for this one. Here's what's coming up tomorrow. Justin and I are going to go live at 10:30. Final draft thoughts, questions, review whatever the latest nonsense that we have to parse through smoke-wise coming out around the league. Probably do like a 30-minute show tomorrow morning, just to be frank with everybody. 10:30 a.m. Central start time. Not going to go super long because we will be back tomorrow night. Going to go live when the New York Jets are on the clock. We will go live then. React to whoever they end up taking at pick 2. react to whatever happens at pick three, whoever makes the pick, and whoever the pick is. And then, of course, we'll be live for our instant reaction to the Titans picking at number four. If they trade down, we'll stay on until they pick. If they pick at four, we'll react to it and, react to what's happening right afterwards. But I think, you know, once we give our 10 to 15 minute reaction on the Titans pick, we're not going to, I don't know, maybe we'll stay. I'm not planning to sit here and watch the whole first round with you guys, but who knows if we have a lot of people in the stream and you guys want us to.
I'm very worried about this plan. And as soon as the Titans pick, I've probably got to start writing. So we'll have to figure that out. But yeah.
I mean, I'll be here to carry the show while Justin writes. We'll get his thoughts so that you guys can hear from your favorite yada yada king. And that's what we're doing tomorrow. So make sure you like this video. Again, like the stream. Comment on the video below once the stream ends. If you're not subscribed to the Music City Audible, then please do so. Please, it doesn't cost you anything. It's totally free. All you got to do is hit subscribe. Helps us. We did cross 6,500, Justin. So shout out to all you guys hitting that button, mashing it, and getting us across that line. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, y'all stay safe out there. And absolutely, positively, as much as you can, tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.